that he can do just that. Breaking the unbreakable. Moving the unmovable. He said it. He's bound by it. And I believe that he can do it. Praise God. Amen, amen. I'm going to take some prayer requests before the Lord today. Amen. Sister Christine is homesick. Sister Roxanna is sick tonight. Let's pray that God will reach down and touch these. Amen. Also, Sister Sora is in need of a touch tonight. She's in ICU, and they're trying to get control of an infection. And so we want to pray that God would reach down and touch, amen, touch her as well. Praise the Lord. We're continuing to pray for revival. Amen. Pushing and pressing on through. Amen. Praise God. There's just no telling what's going to happen when it all breaks open. Praise God. I feel like the church is getting stronger. Amen. All of a sudden, when the floodgates open and the people start coming in, we're going to be prepared and ready to push forth. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want Brother Micah to come tonight. I've asked him to preach today. But when he comes, let's just take these prayer requests before the Lord and let's ask God to do the work here today. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight asking you, Jesus, to reach down and to touch these in body that are sick. I pray, God, that you would heal their bodies. Raise them up, God. We bind this sickness in the name of Jesus Christ. Praying that you would put your hand upon your church, upon your people, Lord, in Jesus' name. I pray, God, tonight for Sister Sora. I pray, God, that you would raise her up out of that bed of affliction. We bind that infection in the name of Jesus Christ by the authority that is given to us in the Word of God, in Jesus' name. Raise her up, Lord, and we'll be quick to give you the praise and the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Oh, let's love him tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, that's it. Give him a good hand clap of praise here tonight. Jesus, we worship you, God. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in this service, God. Having faith in you, God, continue to move here tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I'm believing in God to do great things here tonight. I'm believing when I was praying here this afternoon, I really felt like God is going to do something mighty here tonight. I feel it with all of my heart. I felt a confirmation, and then they started seeing what they're seeing, and it lines up right with what I'm going to preach tonight. Oh, in Jesus' name. Let's turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter number 8. And while you are turning there, I'm going to show you how much I believe this. I brought my book here tonight, and in my book on the first page, I'm going to tell you what I wrote. On the first page, it says, November 14th, 2021, List of Miracles, Augusta, Kansas. I have it listed all the way through number 45 because I believe tonight I'm going to be able to start keeping track of what God's going to do here in Augusta, Kansas. I believe it with all of my heart here tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Matthew chapter 8, verse 23. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there rose a great tempest in the sea, and so much that the ship was covered with waves. But he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he saith unto them, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and he rebuked the winds and the sea. And there was a great calm. Tonight I'm going to preach to you with just a little bit of time. I won't be long at all. But I love asking questions to make you ask them yourselves in the end. You can ask the young people. And my question to all of you tonight is, are you too scared or do you just not care? Are you too scared or do you just not care? Let's raise our hands and ask God to help us here tonight. Oh, come on, let's pray. Let's let our faith retire. Oh, in Jesus' name, God. Oh, God, raise our faith, Jesus. Hallelujah. in Jesus' name, God. Move, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I already feel it in the atmosphere here tonight. We need to step out by faith here tonight. Oh, in Jesus' name, God. Oh, in Jesus' name, God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, glory to your name, glory to your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Like you see, y'all can be seated if you want. It's not going to be a lot of time. But I believe if I were to go through each and every single person in this house, I believe you can easily tell me that there is a problem in your life that you can immediately come off the top of your head for. It can be anything. It doesn't matter how big. It doesn't matter how small. Nothing is too big or small for God. I believe if I came to you, anyone in here can either tell me you have a lost relative, you're either having financial problems, you're either having job situations, you're having some sort of situation in your life. But this is where I'm going to take a different angle. I'm different. And so I'm going to come in, I'm going to ask you, what if I came to each and every single one of you and I asked you, I told you, hey, Brother Gavin, tonight God has something he's going to do for you. All it's going to take is you're going to need to step out. Would you believe me? You would believe me. What if I told you all it took is you coming to this altar, raising your hands? Would you step forth and do it? See, but that would be me. That would be me trying to help confirmation to you. That's not you personally stepping out of your boat, stepping out of your comfort zone. That's faith. You don't need other people telling you what to do. God works best when you are out of your comfort zone. God works best when you are stepping out of your boat, when you step out onto the water. That is when God is going to take control. God's not going to work when you have your hands in. Are you too scared? Or do you just not care? Is your problem too small? That's my question. Do you not care that much about what your problem is? Do you not care that much? It must not mean anything to you. I don't want to make anyone upset or anything, but I'm hoping I could rise something up inside of you and be like, you know what? That preacher is right. You know what? This problem, I'm sick and tired of it. I'm stepping out of my boat, and in the Holy Ghost, I'm praying in Jesus' name, you're going to take care of it tonight, God. Oh, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Some of y'all need to get sick and tired of the devil lying to you that he can't do it. Get over it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I rebuke every spirit of fear and unbelief right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Unbelief is always a major factor when it comes to faith. Anytime you look in the Bible, it is unbelief. The person, he said, God, I believe, but help my unbelief. And God looked at him immediately. The guy acknowledged that he had some unbelief. And he said, God, but I need help in my unbelief. Help down my unbelief. And right there, God solved his problem. Whatever his problem was, God took care of it right there. I'm skipping forward because I feel like God's getting ready to do some things here tonight. With that, some of y'all might have a question. But Brother Micah, what if? What if, Brother Micah, what if I choose to step out of my boat tonight? What if, Brother Micah, I step here and I do what I've always done, saying, God, I got this certain problem, Lord. Can you help me with it? And Brother Micah, what if God doesn't choose to do it? I say unbelief right there. That's fear. You need to step down and with confirmation in the Holy Ghost, be like, Brother Micah, oh, in Jesus' name, God, I'm claiming my answer tonight. I'm claiming my answer tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I'm going to read y'all some questions, and I'm already fixing to wrap up because I feel God wants to do something mighty right here. One of my situations was the gate called Beautiful. Peter and John told him, Peter and John told the beggar, hey, look upon me. They told him, can't you tell we have no money? Look at me. I'm poor too. But yet they had something greater. They said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee. There was no doubt. There was no fear. And they said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Lazarus, rise up and walk. Immediately, there was no questions in his miracle. It was right there. He stepped out immediately. So I've got some questions. Are you too scared that he can't heal your body of whatever problem you might have? Or do you just not care enough? Do you not care for your healing enough? Or maybe is our God too small to heal your body? Are you too scared to bring forth whatever trouble you might be having with your job situation? Or is your job just not mean enough to you? Or is God too small to take care of your job situation? I say no. Are you too scared to bring your finances to God? Maybe that's the situation, but you just don't care about what your finances say. God doesn't care what I make. Oh, you're a child of God. You're a child of God. Do you think your situation's too small? What about an addiction you're battling? That's a question. What do you have an addiction? It doesn't have to be drugs. It doesn't have to be alcohol. Is it music? Is it pornography? Is it video games? Whatever it might be. Is that too big? I don't think so. Then what's the problem? Are you too scared or do you just not care? Is that the problem? You need to get some guts in you and say, Jesus, God, tonight is the unbelievable. Tonight is my miracle. Oh, let's stand here tonight. I believe we're going to get over some unbelief. There is no unbelief in the house of God. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Oh, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God. I have a question here for everyone tonight. Another question. Are you going to do what you've always done, trying to get the same exact answer? Or are you going to step out of your boat and do something different? Are you going to step out in faith with something different here tonight? Oh, in Jesus' name, God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, somebody ready to step out of the boat. Somebody ready to step out of the boat. In other words, you got to do what you haven't done yet. Come on, you haven't walked on water yet, but now's the time. Come on, it's time to step out of the boat. Hallelujah. Come on, it's time to do something that you haven't done before. It's time to get serious. It's time to step out. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you want it bad enough, you can have it tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Jesus is here today. Oh, Savior, 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 Savior. Come on, you don't need anybody to prod you. You don't need anybody to pull you. We're going to pray with you. We're going to help you. Amen, but this is between you and Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to help you. We're going to pray with you. Amen, we're going to do everything that we can because we believe in you. But more than believing in you, we believe in the God of our salvation. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe that He can fill with the Holy Ghost. We believe that He can heal to the uttermost. We can believe that He can deal, amen, the small insignificant things. But we believe that He can do mighty miracles at the same time. Nothing shall be impossible for God. Come on, that's it. Come on, that's it. Pray in faith, believing. Some of you trying to